Offensively, I mean, our performance, you know, I think the biggest thing is you talked about the first drive. We were able to move down there. But the result of the first three drives, you know, ending in turnovers, and really the turnovers is probably the biggest factor in the game from my viewpoint. You have to take care of the football. You look at our history here in Green Bay, you know, as far as the standard we've set, winning the turnover ratio, and that was offensive was just way too much for us to overcome. I thought our defense played very well, you know, as far as the emphasis of winning third down. I don't exactly know what the rush numbers are, but I thought our run defense was very good, and I thought the adversity defense was very good. So, I mean, they kept us in striking distance, but, you know, we just couldn't get it going on offense.
Are you back to square one with Hungry now?
I don't think so at all. I mean, I think you got to remember 7 days ago we were in Chicago and everybody was feeling great. I mean, you have to take care of the football. I mean, there's no ifs and buts and whats. And anytime anything happens with the quarterback position, you know, I take that extremely personal. And, you know, I have to do a better job. You know, I think there's some things in the game as far as, you know, sticking with two-back offense versus one-back offense. You know, we'll look at that as a staff as we prepare for Pittsburgh. But you have to take care of the football.
Did you give any thought to switching quarterbacks?
No, I did not, no.
You ran the ball really well last week in Chicago, and it seemed like you came out throwing more this week. Was that the plan coming in? Were plays getting changed at the line of scrimmage, or what was the thing?
Well, I think the plays are what they are. I mean, eventually, when plays are not productive, you know, I think you're going down the wrong road there. I think really the key more from what I was looking at was attempts. You know, with Jamal Williams, I was concerned as far as his number of touches. You know, I had a number in mind, but you know, Devontae Mays, I also had a number in mind for him. And after the fumble, I lost confidence in him, and I have to get that. I can't do that in the game. So we went to more of one back, and so then we went to no huddle there in the third quarter. So I would say that's why our pass numbers were as high as they were.
In those first two drives, Brett seemed as decisive as ever. Do you think the interceptions made him a little gun-shy later on and took some sacks?
I just think, you know, we're going to play better as we move on. You know, to sit here and evaluate every negative play, I'm not going to really get into that.
With the time you've got invested in Brett, though, and how much you've coached him, isn't it reasonable to thought he'd be a little more consistent and play a little bit better than he has for you so far?
Well, you just got to look inside of it. I mean, there's other things that go on too. I mean, as far as, you know, you look at the first interception. I mean, he didn't travel with Randall, and he was thinking Randall was in an uncovered situation, and you know, Williams made a good play on the football. So the second one was, you know, you obviously look at the decision there. So you know, trust me, we'll go through it in detail, and he'll definitely improve from this.
Were you feeling, though, coming in better about after what he'd done in Chicago? We asked you all those questions those first couple of games if you were being conservative. It didn't look like you were conservative at all with him today, and he gave him some chances. Does that make it?
Well, I think you have to look at the game. We play to win. You know, we're playing a really good defense. You know, we're playing a defense that challenges you schematically. So I wasn't going to come in here and line up and try to bang the football with, you know, frankly, one halfback that I believed in. So, and that's no, just that's just where Mays is right now. So, and that's more on the play caller. And so that's why it was important to get him some touches there at the end of the game. That's just the way it goes sometimes with younger players. I mean, he's going to be a fine player, but he has to take a step. And I thought our defense played well, but we knew, you know, there was matchups you go after. When we have a good receiving core, you know, we have to create opportunities for those guys.
You're a guy with a lot of pride. Your team hadn't been shut out in more than a decade. What's it feel like to look up at the end and see a zero?
To be shut out?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good, obviously.
Yeah. He said you didn't think about going to Callahan. Why not just to get him some reps just to see what he can do?
Well, I mean, I felt we still had a chance to win, get into the game here. I mean, it was 13-0, obviously 6-0 at halftime. So, just trying to get, we're in the no huddle offense, kind of a 2-minute mode, and It's something that, Brett has done very well the past couple games. So,
Mike, just for clarity, you're not thinking about going to Joe next week. You're sticking with Brett.
Brett Hundley's our starter. I believe in Brett Hundley. Didn't go very well, obviously, today. We understand the standard that's been set here. We're all part of it. Brett Hundley's part of that, too. So we'll burn the tape. It's unfortunate because of the way the team practiced this week. You like to see the team have success when they do so well in practice. Felt great coming in here today. Felt great coming off the practice field yesterday. Our defense took a step today. They improved. We won a game in Chicago, but also improved as a football team. We took a big step backwards on offense today, and it's because we didn't take care of the football. So it's part of our everyday training. We'll be back at it. I can promise you that. And we're going into a tough place to play next week. And that's the facts of the matter. The drama will not be part of our operation. We got to take care of the football.
Two more, please. What's the disconnect? Because it's been a couple of weeks now where you said you felt really good about how you were coming out of practice, and then it just doesn't show up on game.
It's not a disconnect. It's football. It's the way it goes. It's the way it's always gone. Just because you practice well doesn't mean you're going to play great. So you got to give the other team credit too. They're coming off a bye week. They're a challenge. They got playmakers. They got pass rushers. So there's some matchup challenges, just like there's going to be next week too. So we got to do a much better job offensively than we did today.
What's your concern level with Clark and with Clay and with McCray?
I don't have the answers for you there. I haven't been in the training room yet.
Your defense today did a lot to try to keep the team in it. What did you think of their performance throughout?
I thought the defense played very well. And I'll repeat what I said earlier. I thought the run defense was very good. I thought they were outstanding on third down. And I thought the adversity defense was excellent.